Chantal, Marie Chantal. Marie Chantal, she's currently convener of ASPAP Women in Physics Forum, and today she will share with us some strategies to retain women in physics. Marie Chantal, please go ahead.
Do I share the slide or you are sharing them?
As you want, if we
Okay.
can do it for you.
Let me do that.
Okay.
Sorry. Can you share with me for me because it's going on?
All right, so I will share your slides. Okay.
Okay, by the way, as Munya was saying before, she's like looking for my slides. I'm Ari Shanta from Rwanda, and I had this privilege to talk to you about women in physics and how can we retain them in physics. As you are aware, we are few women in physics, and sometimes we run away for soft science, so that was this hard science. They are culturally, they are meant to be for men, but we are trying to change this statistical so that women can be more in physics. So I am one of the convener of women physics in a forum. I have two of them. We have Dr. Chidima from Nigeria and Daphne from South Africa. So today I'm going to share with you something that you can also discuss, and that we are always discussing in our daily life. How can we really retain women in physics? So before I go to the strategy, I want to share with you some of the challenges, some of the problem that women in physics and also in science are facing, which make them not to pursue sciences or physics in particular, because that is why we are here. So we can go to the next slide.
Okay.
So the first thing, as you all know, is the gender inequality. So we know that there is this gender imbalance in most of the sectors, like especially when it comes to STEM field. So this is quite a challenge, because sometimes you found that, I always give an example in the Department of Physics in my university. I am the only woman there, and who has, let's say, PhD degree. And also we are two women in the staffing out of 20 men. So, and this year, because now I left the university and the other lady went to PhD now, it is a male dominated. There's no women there to, you know, that is also something that we have to see why there are no women doing physics or women in the lecturing position in the field. So we are trying to, I think you left the second slide. You are on the third slide, yeah.
That's one?
Yeah.
Previous year.
So another thing is the lack of role models. Even though you have found that women have done quite a number of things, but we don't have like the facts to show the work that they have been doing. So the lack of role models is one of also of the fact that we don't have women, like young girls who want to do physics. And Munya, can you go to the previous one, please? Okay. So also, we don't have this collaboration. We found that women are sometimes they are alone. They don't have association. They don't have clubs. They don't have how they can know what is happening, because we are always saying that women don't have funds. Maybe they are found, but they don't want to share. So we need this collaboration. Sorry, Muna, I think let me share. The previous one was about the challenges, because now we are now go, You are moving forward. No, you are meaning that the first one, the second one.
All right, this is the first one, right?
No.
No, no.
That one.
Okay.
So we are having also culture, behavior, you know, how the leaders say that women has to stay home, all those kind of thing. So those are the reason why we are not having many women in STEM work. This is inequality, imbalance in the workplace. And also we don't have women in the leadership position who are going to take position. So we are lacking also a career guidance, because I'm always saying that mentorship is the key. So if you don't have a good mentor, you are not going to go somewhere. So, and sometimes don't have inappropriate infrastructure, especially when you come to Africa. So this is just a general picture of some women in general don't do some science or special physics, because we are having this already fourth that science, especially physics, is meant for women, and we don't have, like, in our region, in our countries, role models, or even though they are there, their work are not advertised. So we need to check of how can we now retain the women, the young physicists, to stay there. So the next one. Now, the strategy, the first strategy that I mentioned is mentorship. I'm saying that mentorship is a key, because, can you go to the next? It's a key because if you have women in your corner, we need to say, what can we do? So that's why in this Women in Physics Forum, we need to get more women involved, but also we need to get more men involved so that we can fill that gap, which is really happening right now. But in 5 years, in 10 years, we have to see women physicists, especially African women in physics, because this is still a low number. Next. So mentorship, then creating networking initiative. So I think if in each country we can have physics club where women or we have senior talking to juniors, I think this kind of mentorship program can work. So this is one of the strategy. So another strategy is collaboration on national level, regional level, and international level. Then we can also create a system to encourage girls to do study in physics, science. How can you do the awareness plan? So you go there, you go on the level of sector level in our rural area, because sometimes we come from rural area, but when we finish our studies, we are based on, you know, urban area. So as people who are really educated, we should go down there in the rural area, then show them the good things about physics. So this is a kind of outreach activity and awareness plan that we can also establish in our communities. We can also do the promote and recognition, because if we are giving awards, so if a young lady from rural area found that Marie Chantal from the same, let's say, province got an award because she did well in this area, I think that is going to motivate her. So we have to recognize the good work done by men. And then you have also to get time to sit and discuss the problem and get the solution. So those are the things that we, like breakfast, workshop, conferences, you know, all those kind of exchange, also how to do some workshop on like communication skills and other soft skills. But we need also to get a database. If you are saying that we are having few women in physics, if someone asked me, now we have how many women in physics we have in Africa, am I going to be able to give that data? No. So they have to know how many professors we have in Africa, how many PhD holders, all those kind of things. So we have to get some data collection so that we can have the database or the baseline on which we fact, so that we can increase the number. And then the gender balance. Next, please. So most of the things I have said, this is kind of, you have to avoid disparity in salaries. Women should train on different soft skills. They should give opportunity to decision-making position. They can also make this synergy bigger. They have to work hard to fix the legacy problem so that the way it doesn't fail on the junior scientists. If you are saying that you are sure, what can we do? Well, we have to try to get all the strategies so that we can have young scientists in the future. Then we have to get more funds for women projects. Next, please. So in Rwanda, we are having some good example. We invite some young girls and then we talk to them about our project. So here we can see our Minister of Environment meeting with, like conversing with the young girls. So this young girl in her mind, he thinks that, okay, what can I do to become, let's say, the Minister of Environment? Which kind of course should I do? So already this opportunity of making young girls and meet with the high position people is a good thing that we are trying to say. So trying to explain, awarding people, and then discuss about the problem that we are having at the work. So those are the kind of things, the kind of example that we can also strategize in physics so that we can have more women in physics. So next, on 11 February, we are having a meeting in our Women Physics Forum. So I shared the link and we are going to talk more about this kind of opportunity. I think we are going to talk a lot. So please register and then we are going to get the solution to those one. I thank you so much for this opportunity. I think I have touched some and we are going to discuss about that. If there's any question, please feel free to ask and I will give you some clarification. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Awesome, thank you so much, Marie Chantal. So yeah, if you have any questions, use the raise hand function on your Zoom and we can organize you for questions.
Yes, Farida.
Yeah, thank you very much, Marie Chantal. Very nice talk. You have raised the challenges that the women in Africa and globally it is not the same, obviously. I like very much the approach that could mitigate the issue of women in physics in Africa, in particular the networking. So I was wondering, is there any effort to promote the networking locally and continentally, I mean, between all the African countries? So I know that from your initiative that in your country, this is a really very advanced, and you have done a lot of work in promoting the networking, which is really arising the awareness of any of the women and in the not only for the women, but to try to change the mindset up the men also need to be integrated in this process. So I guess that the networking locally and at the continent level is critical. Also, I guess that the role model, I mean, given the role model to our girl, our the women to really be motivated to do science career is also a very good approach to try to mitigate this. So the question here, if I try to do it, is there any, I mean, I know within the ASFAB, of course, but it previously did is any networking at the continent level, trying to create this connection, the networking between all the women in Africa, and also to have some approach to promote the role model given to encourage the girl and the younger girl to do the science career in Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Faris. I think in December we had a meeting with UN women, and then we were talking about all this association. It wasn't particularly in physics, but we were talking about all the women, the Association for Women in STEM, who has those initiatives so that they can create a collaboration and then see how they are really like motivating, how they are doing to have more women in STEM. And in particularly for physics, I'm not quite sure. The only organization that I know in physics is the one in South Africa. But in other countries, I'm not quite sure that we have like active organization.
So we would really, look. Yeah, mm-hmm. But now I mean, I would really encourage within the ASFAB framework and within your the subgroup that you are the convener there to try this effort to create some connection with all the African countries with the aim to arise awareness, help to all the younger to integrate in this process, and mostly it change mindset up for it, not only to integrate women in physics is not only concern the women, but all concern all the men and women, because it is the culture. It is a matter of culture in Africa. This is, to change mind, we need to, yeah, this is, we'll take time, but we have to start at some point. And I guess the women in physics within the ASFAB framework would be a great startup there.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Good input. We'll try that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Professor Farida. It looks like we have a question from Dr. Kitiri.
No, that was earlier. Sorry.
Okay, awesome. So, actually, I have a question for you, Marie-Chantal. As Professor Farida said, despite so many efforts over the past decades to close the gender gap in physics in Africa, so we know that women are still largely underrepresented in the physics workforce and even fewer women reach. What's your advice for young girls to encourage them towards physics?
Actually, the same thing that I was talking about, the only thing that we need to do is mentor them and show them the career path, because sometimes they have in this in their mindset that physics is created for men, but they all have the same brain. Because if you do the statistics and then you see how they are performing in primary school or in secondary school, they are having the same marks. So the only thing is to just orient them in the right path, showing them that if you do physics, you can, you know, become something, like show them the fact of or the goodness of physics. So by those sessions with them, by those, I think the only thing is just mentorship. The only thing.
Awesome. Thank you, Marie-Chantal. So does anyone else have any question?
So I think we have a question in the chat from Barzi. He's asking, I think, a survey on what women see as obstacles to a physicist's career is very important. So I don't know if it is a question or a comment.
I think it's a comment.
Yeah.
It's very important. I think when we think about it, then we can have that, so that we can have a good the data. For fact, if you are saying we are few, how many are we really? So that's a good thing.
Okay, thanks again, Marie-Chantal. All right, so then maybe we can switch over to our final speaker. Diallo, could you please stop recording?
Yeah, sure.